This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. Alaska is now the first state to recognize the second Monday in October as Indigenous Peoples Day instead of Columbus Day. Governor Bill Walker signed the proclamation Monday morning on the heels of a similar announcement by Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz. First Alaskans Institute President Liz Medicine Crow made the announcement at the Elders and Youth Conference.
Well, moments ago, the inaugural Indigenous Peoples Day of Alaska.
The move is largely symbolic. Columbus Day is a federal holiday, and state and city employees are required to report to work. South Dakota and a few other states have replaced Columbus Day with Native American Day. The theme of this year's Elders and Youth Conference is the call to action, Not in Our Smokehouse. KSKA's Ann Hillman found out more.
A particular scent wafts out of the Denaina Convention Center exhibit hall these days.
It smells like smoked fish.
Elders and Youth participant Rochelle Adams stands outside the full-size smokehouse that's set up in the hall, visible from all angles. She says it makes her proud and hungry.
It represents so many things about our culture, especially subsistence, and how subsistence is so important because that's what ties us to our land and the animals.
Adam says she loves this year's theme, Not in Our Smokehouse, because it melds modern sassy comments with the sacred space of a smokehouse. She says it makes people laugh, but it also starts conversations. Dewey Hoffman with First Alaskans says a teenager in Southeast Alaska at a basketball game first started saying it, a local version of Not in My House. He says it struck the organizers as a good conversation starter.
It shows a place of ownership, whereas our smokehouse is a metaphor for our community. And even us as individuals, our own bodies, we have to maintain and protect what we have so that we can stay strong, and we have to keep out what's going to weaken us and take us off path.
In the convention center, people are posting papers to a bulletin board highlighting what shouldn't be in their smokehouses. Things like suicide, abuse, violence, drugs, and forgetting culture. But for youth keynote speaker Lakaya Engerbertson, the focus is on what should be used to build the next generation's smokehouses, both traditional culture and modern adaptations.
Take everything you can from the smokehouses that you've already been in, and every smokehouse you enter from here on out, and preserve it, and keep it, and remember it when you build your own. And when you do build your own, go ahead and add mosquito net and whatever new adaptations we make.
In her own life, Engerbertson is already doing that by dancing and serving as a cultural interpreter. She says to build a strong community, individuals have to become doers.
To avoid saying what should be done and more just doing it. It shouldn't be, this change needs to be made. It should be, how can I make that change personal in my life and do it on a smaller scale and kind of hope to start a ripple effect.
One young conference participant, Ariana Tumanaval, says she didn't know what a smokehouse was. She grew up in Anchorage and says her grandma smokes fish in a small box. But her reaction to the house in the exhibit hall was universal.
It smells good.
She says doing something in your community can be as small as helping someone get a drink of water.
It means, like, if someone needs help, just get up and do, like, help them with it and without being asked to do it.
The Elders and Youth Conference continues through Wednesday morning. At the Denaina Center in Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.
More than two dozen local volunteer attorneys will staff a legal clinic for Alaska Natives on Friday at the Denaina Convention Center during the annual Alaska Federation of Natives Convention, which kicks off Thursday. Appointments are for 1 hour for civil legal issues and 1.5 hours for wills. The Elizabeth Paradovich Legal Clinic is for civil matters only, not criminal cases. To secure an appointment, send an email to eplc@alaskabar.org. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.